Nearly 2 weeks of intense shelling between Israel and the Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon has led to the deaths of more than 350 Lebanese and more than 35 Israelis. Lebanese Prime Minister Sinora spoke out strongly against Israel's military actions, saying it is the Lebanese people who are suffering.
They said that they want to break the neck of Hezbollah. In fact, they are breaking the neck of the Lebanese. They are putting the whole country to its knees.
The Lebanese Prime Minister told CNN's Late Edition program that he feels at root the latest dispute can be traced to the Sheba Farms, a disputed territory on the border with Israel, Lebanon, and Syria.
What is the problem? The problem is the occupied territory in the Sheba Farms. And once we really address this issue, then everything else will start to really get a solution for it.
Speaking on the CBS television program Face the Nation, Israeli Ambassador to the United States, Daniel Ayalon, blamed Syria for not doing enough to rein in the activities of Hezbollah. He added that there are several conditions Israel wants met before it will agree to observe a ceasefire.
If they want a ceasefire, they would just bring about the safe release unconditionally of our two kidnapped soldiers, which are hostages, and they would bring about stopping all the shelling of Hezbollah. And they would stop shipping all these armaments to Hezbollah.
He said Israel believes it has killed hundreds of Hezbollah militants and destroyed much of the group's arsenal, but he wouldn't say how much longer the Israeli bombing would continue.
It's not a matter of timing, it's a matter of getting the results.
Meanwhile, on the same program, Syria's ambassador to the United States, Iman Mustafa, called for direct talks on the issue between Damascus and Washington.
If the United States wants to involve in serious diplomacy, of course Damascus is more than willing to engage.
But White House Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton told NBC's Meet the Press Washington's recent experience with Damascus has not been promising.
The truth is that over the course of this entire administration, especially during the entirety of the first term, the administration had a number of very close direct contacts with the Syrian government, which didn't do any good. They continued to allow terrorism to flourish. They supported it. They supported Hezbollah.
He didn't completely shut the door on Syria, though, pointing out that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is tasked with conducting any diplomatic negotiating. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.